The new Hartford line was a big hit over the weekend when travel was offered for free and 10,000 people came on board. The Connecticut Department of Transportation, which operates the new service called CT Rail, had to turn people away Sunday afternoon when the train cars reached capacity. It was a great beginning for all the rail boosters who insisted the $760 million in taxpayers' money spent to build the new line would be worth it and convince more people to ditch their cars when traveling for business or recreation. Waiting to take a bus out of Springfield's Union Station Friday, Kathy Cruzell of Southampton called the new rail service exciting.
I mean, I think, you know, mass transportation is the future, and I see the price of gasoline going up, and just for the convenience, and I must say I'm a little older, but for the romance of traveling by train, too. It appeals to me.
Nancy Creed, president of the Springfield Regional Chamber, said the new rail service will improve commerce between Massachusetts and Connecticut and expand tourism on both sides of the border.
I personally am really excited. I'm actually going to take the train to Hartford so we can go out to dinner in Hartford, see a Yard Goats game without having to worry about parking, driving. So I think there's a lot of opportunity.
A survey of employers in both states conducted for the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission said increasing the labor pool would be the chief benefit of the new commuter line.
We're all struggling with finding qualified and highly skilled workers, so this will actually open up that pool of resources to us.
The arrival of CT Rail service marks a major expansion for Union Station in Springfield, which has operated primarily as a bus terminal since it reopened a year ago following a $95 million restoration. The new trains are projected to bring 1,800 to 2,000 new people a day through the historic station. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city's rolling out the red carpet for people to commute by train by offering a $5 daily fee and a $65 monthly pass to park in the Union Station garage.
I think it also sends a message of a can-do attitude as we continue to pursue east-west rail and connecting Boston to Worcester, to Springfield, to Pittsfield, to New York.
The redevelopment of Union Station into a transportation hub after it had been closed for decades was seen as a further catalyst for growth in Springfield's downtown, where the $950 million MGM Casino is scheduled to open just a few blocks away later this summer. Chris Moskal, executive director of the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, which owns Union Station, points to the construction of new apartments and the expansion of a medical office building nearby as evidence the spinoff is already occurring.
So clearly we are seeing, as Worcester has, as New Haven and Hartford have, is this spinoff all around the terminal building.
Connecticut Department of Transportation Deputy Commissioner Anna Berry said Friday the state has seen $400 million in commercial and residential development near the stations along the new Hartford line. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.